WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
The last few episodes have taken us on an in-depth review of information about the new dual polarization upgrade to the National Weather Service Doppler Weather Radar Network. Boring. So now let's turn our attention to something a bit less technical, like weather folklore. People often dismiss weather folklore as little more than a grab bag of sayings, tall tales, legends, old wives' tales, and superstition. Folklore is considered by some to be the opposite of science. But actually, folklore and science can have more in common than you might imagine. The scientific method is based on observation and evidence, but so is weather folklore. Now, for some folklore, though, the conclusions they make are sometimes off base. So how about getting a temperature reading? Crickets chirp faster when it is warm and slower when it is cold. Now, actually, there is some truth to the fact that crickets can serve as thermometers. Tradition says that if you count the crickets' chirps for 14 seconds and then add 40, you will obtain the temperature in Fahrenheit at the cricket's location. Yeah, that's right. Remember, that's the cricket's location, not yours. Now, perhaps you don't have any weather instruments, so this one might help. When windows won't open and the salt clogs the shaker, the weather will favor the umbrella maker. Well, now this one does hold some truth. Windows with wood frames tend to stick when the air is full of moisture as the moisture swells the wood. This slight change will make windows and sometimes doors more difficult to budge. By the same token, salt is very good at absorbing moisture, so it clumps together rather than pouring out. Both of these observations indicate that the air is laden with humidity, so there is a greater likelihood of precipitation. I have a real problem with this one, though. I have aluminum-framed windows, and my salt shaker sits in an air-conditioned house. If you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.